You are listening to the Academy FM Folkestone Primary Careers Interviews. Many young people we've worked with have expressed an interest in working in the military. Ben Miller-Glentworth is a petty officer in the Royal Navy. He was interviewed by the Year 4 children over Zoom at the Folkestone Academy. He works in communications and so had a great PowerPoint presentation with pictures of ships and guns and naval equipment for the children to see. This interview would be of interest to anyone who likes boats, the sea, and has an interest in the military. Ben is currently training to be an engineer and says one of the best things about being in the Navy is that you never stop learning. If you have students who might not have any idea what they'd like to do, then this could be an interesting listen for them, as they can hear that you can always do training and retrain and change direction in your job to learn new skills and alter what you do.
What rank are you in?
So I'm a petty officer. So if I just move my screen down, that's my rank there, petty officer. It's equivalent to the sergeant in the army and the RAF. But if I take it off, you'll be able to see it a bit better. There we go. So I'm a petty officer.
What oceans do you drive your ship in? And also my dad was in the RAF a few years ago.
Nice. Well, tell your dad thank you for his service. And we go all over the seven seas. The main oceans that we go in is we like the Atlantic, because we're, have you ever heard of a place called the Falklands?
No.
So some of you haven't, but there's a lot of history there from back in 1982, and that was the last conflict that the Royal Navy took part in. But we don't just go there. We also like going over to the Arabian Gulf at the minute to do drug hunting and to hunt out drug smugglers as well, because we don't want those bad drugs in our country.
What's the longest boat that you've ever went on?
Oh, so that's a good question. So my ship, that's about 185 metres long. The crew, so that's how many people work on the ship. My one is 220, but we can operate with about 180. And the new aircraft carriers, they're 1,500 people on there. So that is a big amount. To put that into terms of working the ship, about 800 people of those are on it all the time. And the rest of the people, they're the people that are in charge of the aircraft. So when the aircraft come on, the big aircraft carrier, the rest of those are all in charge of that.
Thank you.
No worries.
Hi. What's your favourite gun to use?
Oh, my favourite type of gun. That is a good question. So mine isn't actually a favourite type of gun. So I like the missiles because the missiles are what protect us. So the type of ship that I'm on is an anti-air destroyer. So we protect the airspace. So we surround a really important ship or someone or a ship that's got someone really important on, and we surround them. And then what happens is if we have some missiles or some enemy planes coming towards us that we know are naughty, then we can shoot them down. So we send the missile off and the missile finds the target without us doing it. They travel faster than the speed of sound, a Mach 2 or 3, dependent on what type of missile. And that's my favourite one, because as it gets sort of 50 metres away, so you can imagine you've got your incoming plane there and our missile coming towards it. It turns on a heat-seeking type of instrument inside, and then instead of hitting it and exploding, it goes underneath and explodes. So, yeah, that's my favourite weapon. So not really a gun, but more a missile.
What's the difference between an army and the Navy?
Now that is a good question. So the army, they're our force that we put on the ground, on land. Whereas our navy, they're the people who protect our seas. Now the oldest armed force is actually the Royal Navy. Because as you know, Great Britain, we're an island nation. We're surrounded by sea on all our sides. So back in the day, we needed protection from those that might come over and try and invade us. Today is the anniversary of the Battle of Trafalgar back in 1805. So if you're at home and you want to know a bit more, ask Mum and Dad or whoever you live with to have a little bit more on the Battle of Trafalgar and Admiral Lord Nelson. You might have heard of Admiral Nelson. That was where he died, back in the Battle of Trafalgar.
Have you fought in any battles?
Unfortunately not at the minute. So, as I said, the last Navy battle that we had was, or the conflict, was back in 1982. I wasn't alive then. Some of your parents were probably just alive around then. So quite a long time ago. However, all our training that we do is all based around the battle or the conflict for the Falkland Islands. I'll jump over to the Royal Marines. Have you heard of the 30 miler that the Royal Marines do?
Yeah.
A couple of you might have. So the 30 miler, so back in the Falklands, when the Marines landed, they had to yomp 30 miles to get to the closest Argentine defence, and they could start their battle from there. So their training, they now have to do a part of a 30-mile yomp, because that replicates back then. But on board ship, we have something called Thursday Wars. So you can imagine, we go to war on a Thursday, but it's a made-up war. We go out and we fight each other out on the south coast of Plymouth. We call it the Brownian territory, and we're the good guys, the Brownians, and we're fighting the Gingers. It's the Ginger territory. Nothing to do about the hair colour, it's just to do about the Ginger Party, which is in charge of the land that we make up. So we do fight in those wars, but not a real war, unfortunately, because we've not had anything, because we're a peacekeeping nation. We're used as a last resort for self-defence. Does that help?
Yeah, thank you.
Good, no worries.
Where's the longest place you've ever sailed to?
Good question. So the longest I've been deployed for is 7 months. So if you can imagine, 7 months is quite a long time. And where I went for that is we went to the Falkland Islands, funny enough. But we didn't just go straight there. We went over to Panama through the Panama Canal, which is one of the largest, or I think is the largest man-made canals. Maybe Suez might be a bit bigger, I'm not sure. Down the west coast of South America, so we pulled into Chile and went through Patagonia. We spent Christmas in Falklands and South Georgia. Now, if you can imagine a winter wonderland, South Georgia was like that at Christmas, where we got to see penguins and seals. All different sorts of penguins there. And then we left from there, sailed across, after spending about a month in the Falkland area, we then sailed across to South Africa, where we spent 6 weeks in South Africa. We had very good runs ashore. We call them runs ashore, a bit like nights out. So where you go out with your friends off the ship. And then we sailed up the west coast of Africa, which, funny enough, was at the height of Ebola. Some of you might be a bit young for that, but I know your teachers there would probably know what happened there. Very similar to coronavirus, but it didn't hit us on a global scale. It was more compact to that Africa region. So we went up there. We didn't go in for many runs ashore. We didn't go alongside purely because we didn't want to risk the crew getting infected, because a poorly crew means that the ship is unable to fight any potential battles that it may need to fight. And then we came back up there and then pulled back into Portsmouth after being away for 7 months, so quite a long time.
Do you still go out to sea?
Yes, we do. I don't at the minute. I'm playing the full-time student game at the minute, because in the armed forces, it's all about education and being promoted. So I'm currently studying for an engineering degree, but my oppos, or that's a nickname for friends on board ships, they're out at sea at the minute. My last ship that I was on, HMS Dragon, that's currently deployed out in the Mediterranean, and it's gone up in the Black Sea. So if you search HMS Dragon, that'll come up in the news, because the Black Sea is guarded by Russia. The relation between Russia and the UK isn't great, but that's where they are. So you'll definitely find that HMS Dragon on there as well.
Have you ever caught any drug smugglers?
What is that? Have I caught any drug smugglers?
Yeah.
So, yes, the short answer to that is, so on my last deployment, we did drug hunting, where we actually managed to take off over 200, I think it was 200 million pounds worth of drugs from 8 drugs busts. And what we do is we take the drugs, we bring them on board, and then once we sail away, we then destroy their drugs and go hunting for more. And we managed to seize more drugs in that one or those 8 drugs, more drugs in those 8 drugs busts than the combination of UK Border Force, the UK Police, and maybe one other agent combined in just 8 drugs busts. So it was a lot of drugs, but we destroy it and then we go out hunting for more. And that's us.
How many guns do you have on a ship?
Oh, that is a good question. So we have quite a lot of guns on our ship. So counting from forward to aft, we've got our big one, our 4-5 gun on the front, so that's one. And then we've got 2 GPMGs to the side, so that's 3. Then we've got 30mm cannons. We got 2 of those, so that's 5. We've got 24 missiles, if you want to count those. And then going all the way through, we've got phalanx, that's another 2. So I reckon if I was to count them all on one hand, we could probably go between 60 and 70 guns on board.